You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Leah.
And I'm Matt. Welcome back to the B-side. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this week.
We got a special theme this week.
We do. First themed week of the semester. This week we're playing our favorite one-hit wonders, as we teased last week, and we are following through. We got a lot of great songs for you. A lot of them you probably know, considering they're hits.
Hits.
It's not some usual, like, some song I find that's, like, weird and no one's ever heard of. And
I mean, that wouldn't really make it a hit.
Exactly.
Although, I don't know how popular this first one actually is. I know it really well.
Yeah.
But I also listen to this kind of music, I guess. But it's called Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
All right, here it is. Once again, that was Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. And I feel like the tell-all sign of a good one-hit wonder is when I'm like, oh, I know this song, but like I...
Yeah, you can tell me who sang it.
Or even, well, I guess if I heard it, I could tell you the title of the song, because they say it a lot.
I pick some that not necessarily were like one hit wonders, I guess. I think we might have talked about this last week, but like, yeah, just ones, because like I put a song by Hoku on this playlist, which I had Hoku CD as a kid, and mm-hmm. Like they're all hits right. to me. But to be honest, she has like one song that's actually it. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a loose definition, I guess.
Much like this next song is by Walk the Moon. It's called Shut Up and Dance. Y'all know it.
We all know they have good other songs. They do. Songs I love one. Bless you.
Thank you. I love me some Walk the Moon. So, you know, I don't mean to call them a one-hit wonder derogatorily, but they have had one big hit, and they have, unfortunately, have not had any other big radio hits, but they have a ton of great songs. New album coming out this year, hopefully. Yeah. So this is Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon.
So that was Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. Next up, we have a song that actually I thought to put on this playlist because we were at my cousin's wedding over the summer, and me and a bunch of my other cousins were sitting at one of the tables, and this song came on, and everyone was like, I really like this song. I know the song. Who the heck sings this? And that's how I knew it was One Hit Wonder, because it's true. No one knows who sings this. But I really like it, and it's called What's Up by The Four Non-Blondes.
That's a fun band name? Group name? Band?
Girl band, I think.
Girl band? Are they all brunettes?
Or not blonde. Maybe they're redheads or something.
Yeah, it's hard to tell from the black and white picture.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The one picture they have on Spotify. But none of them appear to be blonde. So.
Mm. It's a good song.
Four Non-Blondes. Yeah, I have definitely never heard of them. They have one album called Bigger, Better, Faster, More from 1992.
I believe the lead singer, and she has like a very recognizable voice, even though she only sings this song, I believe. She might have joined a different band or something at some point, but I believe she's like kind of a semi-famous songwriter. Like, I think she writes for a lot of pop artists now.
Mm-hmm. Linda Perry, I believe?
Yes. Mm. Sounds familiar. Mm. I remember when we heard it at the wedding and then went into like a deep dive of this band. Because I was like, I really like them. Where'd they go?
Wanda Day on drums. Krista Chillhouse.
That's a cool name.
Sorry, Krista Hillhouse.
Oh, less cool.
On bass.
Krista Chillhouse.
Krista Chill. You know what?
We're keeping
it. Yeah.
It's a better name.
And Shauna Hall. And Linda Perry. Four Non-Blondes. Had no problems attracting major labels. Bass. I love the Spotify descriptions of artists. Because, like, with old artists like this, no offense to the Four Non-Blondes. Mm-hmm. Like, they definitely didn't write that, I don't think.
Yeah.
But then, like, a lot of, like, popular artists today will...
Write their own.
You can tell, because, like, sometimes they're, like, really self-aware or, like, really, like, I don't know. Like, jokey almost. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, like, they're themselves. But then sometimes they're just, like this, which is funny. After, but hold on a sec.
What?
Wanda Day was replaced by Dawn Richardson.
Wow.
So.
Hope she wasn't blonde.
I think she probably can't be. It's part of the...
Made her dye her hair.
It's part of the contract there, the Four Non-Blondes.
It's interesting. This song isn't like a... It's not really a wedding song.
Hmm.
But I was thinking about it as I added it to this list. And I was like, you know, a lot of these one-hit wonders are like those like
the classic wedding songs.
Yeah.
Even Shut Up and Dance is like, I read someone a few years ago that was like,
it's like
a big wedding song right now for like millennials.
It was definitely at my cousin's wedding, Shut Up and Dance.
You know, those the millennials in there.
Well, it's cute. It's about two people fall in love while dancing.
I'm joking around. I love that song. It's a great song. It's the first Walk the Moon song I've ever heard.
Ever?
Well... I assume. It's the first one I remember hearing. It's not the first one. But, see, but that's the good thing about One Hit Wonders. Is sometimes they can get you into the band.
This or into true.
The artist.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, listen to more of Four Non-Blondes. I mean, I'm probably not going to, but, you know, you should do that.
I didn't, and I like them.
Yeah, like what I'm saying, people out there, you know, if you like this, if you like what you hear, check them out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, check them out.
Four Non-Blondes.
Yeah, check them out.
They're from the early 2000s, but...
The early
90s. Early 90s, really?
92.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're probably not still around.
Nope.
Making music anymore. Oh, well. Well, they're on Spotify, so check it out.
All right. This is What's Up by the Four Non-Blondes. Here you go.
And I get real high. is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
That was What's Up by the Four Non Blondes.
You know, when we were talking about it, I was like, I have no idea what song this is going to be. I've never heard of the Four Non Blondes. Like, I know that song. You know right. what I mean? I'm like, oh, it's that song.
And even the weird thing was, is that, because I was looking through lists of, like, one-hit wonders and stuff, and I recognized the name and the Four Non Blondes and being like, I remember they played this at my cousin's wedding. I couldn't for the life of me even think of the song, though, until I heard it again. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. I like the song.
Well, it's interesting because it's like, what's going on? But then it's called What's Up. I don't think they say what's up in the song.
I don't think they do either.
So, it's interesting... Kind of
It's fun.
You know, it's an interesting...
I really like her voice. I think it's cool and interesting.
If you are out there listening and have any information about when Don Juan's is going to open back up...
Please call.
Give us a call at 610-330-5316.
The one at the
but
spot.
But if you really know, like if you... work there because it's not open right now, so I guess you wouldn't
hiring.
Know.
I don't know if anyone works there yet.
We went down there today, and because we were told, and I won't name names, but we were told by someone we know, Alex, but not the Alex that used to be on the show.
Yes,
that Alex. It was open because the door was quote wide open.
But we went, and the door was closed.
It was closed,
and no one was there,
and the lights were off. So, Don Juan's is not reopened, but, you know.
They look like they're close, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the Cholula was on the table.
The drinks were in the refrigerator, but you could tell they were going to probably put more in there.
I see. Interesting.
It reminded me of what the place that I worked at over the summer looked like the week before.
When you were training.
So, it's not bad news. It looks like...
The week before it's about to open.
Right.
Yeah. Just stinks that we won't be here the next 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah, if you're listening, we won't be here the next few weeks. This next week is our spring break. And then we have a forced time at home for 2 weeks due to the COVID-19 virus.
Yes.
So sorry for all you fans out
loyal
there
listeners.
Who will be missing us for the next few weeks. But... we're just as sorry as
hopefully
you.
We'll be back and, after that.
Yeah, hopefully.
It'd be nice. But, anyway, what do you have up next?
We got another hit coming at you.
Is that what it is?
Another hit. See, again, I feel bad calling these people one-hit wonders. We thought we had this conversation last week. It's like,
right. I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with the term one-hit wonder.
Right.
It's just the fact that people associate it with not a great thing, so we feel bad calling them what they are.
Right.
But
even though there's nothing wrong. Next person, Carly Rae Jepsen, who, you know, I mean, is a very... successful artist outside of this one song. This song sort of got her on the map, as far as I know. To my understanding, she's bigger in Canada than she is here because
she's from Canada.
But like, you know, she's Canadian's favorite pop star, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Is that true? It's not Justin Bieber.
Well, I guess Justin Bieber is probably like the biggest pop star. I don't know. My brother always says that she's Canada's favorite. She comes from the land of Canada. I wonder where in Canada she comes from.
It's a big place.
I don't know.
Well.
Anywho, because I don't think she's French Canadian.
I'm looking it up.
Do you know that there's some law, or I don't know about law, but like rule or something in Canada with Canadian radio that if you're in like Quebec or like, you know, like French Canada, songs have to be mostly French.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She was born and raised in Mission, British Columbia.
Hmm. So that's not French Canada, I guess.
Oh, she was on Canadian Idol.
Actually, I think I did know that. Yeah. Well, we will be playing her song Call Me Maybe, which is a big hit. from back in the day. Back in the day. Back in 8th grade? 7th grade? 8th grade?
Around that.
Is when I remember being big. 2012, it says, the album's from.
That's 8th grade.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, 2012. Yeah, ninth grade. So 8th grade. Yeah, here it is. Once again, that was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. You know what it is.
Everyone knows what it is.
You already know. This mic is a little wobbly here. Sorry, guys, for the... Oh, it's missing the...
Missing the screw?
Missing the screw on the other side there. What do we got next?
Next, I was thinking we could do... Actually, let me take a look at this list here.
Oh.
That I compiled a little bit ago. I feel bad because I feel like we're mostly doing female artists, but I also feel like it's a little more common for female artists to have a...
Interesting.
Actually, you know what? We'll do a song that I actually really like, which is called...
Because Leah's hated them all up to this point. I'm kidding.
It's called Absolutely, and it's by 9 Days. It's like Absolutely, parentheses, Story of a Girl. You definitely know this song.
Oh, I definitely do. The radio mix, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't really know what that means, but I'm thinking it means clean.
That it's usually clean, and that's if anything's going to be the hit, that's usually what it's going to be.
Gotcha.
Just means the one that they play on the radio. 9 days, is it? Just 9 days? Nine days. Nine days, absolutely. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Cried a river and drowned the whole world.
while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year she woke up with hope, but she only found tears, and I can be so insincere, making her promises never for real, as long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror, so how do you choose? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world, and while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. This way, watching our mouths for the words that we say, as long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of a snooze? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way, but you never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world, and while she looks so sad, when she smiles. So sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, a pretty face she hid from the world, and while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world, and while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. When she smiles.
That was Absolutely by 9 Days. I also realized a thing about one-hit wonders. It's like, they have to be like really singable songs too. Like songs that you would do at karaoke and people would be like, yeah.
I was going to say, they're all like karaoke songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't been to karaoke in a little while.
We haven't. It's tonight.
If you're it is tonight. It. Gotta say, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. What do you play next?
We're going to play one that comes from my mom. Thanks, Mom. Giving me a suggestion.
Yes, thank
Hooked
you.
Me up with a bunch of suggestions, actually. We'll probably get to at least one more. This is Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Seems to go nowhere, and to pray, but I'm sorry I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love.
Once again, that was Tainted Love by Soft Cell. What do we got coming up next?
So up next, I want to do another classic wedding song, which, to be honest, I'm not even looking at the thing. It's Come on Eileen, but I do not know who the artist is on that.
This is another one that my mom suggested, actually, from Dexys Midnight Runners.
Wow, I could not have told you it's that long of a name, or what any of those words actually mean. I guess the first one. It's pretty not obvious.
Dexys?
Dexys?
D-E-X-Y-S. Dexys? Dexys? Dexys?
Is that a name?
I don't know. There's no apostrophe. So it's not like it's their Midnight Runners, whoever Dexys is.
That's fascinating.
Or Dexys Midnight Dexys? Runners. Anyways, this is Come On Eileen. You already know.
Oh, believe me, if all those endearing young chums that I gaze on so fondly today were to suddenly leave you or fly in the night, just like fairy gifts gone in the sky.
And we are back. That was Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runner. Up next, we got another one that comes from my mom, which is Take On Me by A-ha.
Oh, good one.
I gotta say, I don't have a lot to say on a lot of these songs, because you just know the songs,
yeah,
you know what
I
mean? I feel like A-ha has other songs, though, maybe. I mean, they have other songs.
I've never heard any of them, I don't think.
But their most played song on Spotify is, of course, Take On Me with 619 million plays, and their next most played song on Spotify is the Take On Me MTV Unplugged version with 29. Yeah.
Interesting. I found that with a lot of these, like, I would go to the artist page, and then it would be, like, three versions of the one hit.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe some other song.
Yeah, they always got different, yeah.
Versions and whatnot.
Yeah. All right, here's Take On Me by A-ha.
Thank you.
That was Take On Me by A-ha. So the next one is a song I really like, and I think might actually be a true one-hit wonder, being in the fact that, I guess it's not really a hit, I don't know if it was ever on the radio, but it was in the movie Princess Diaries, and it was made for that movie, and I don't think she did any other music, because I think she was like a pianist, maybe. And this was like her only real like pop song or anything. So this is called Supergirl by Crystal Harris.
Let's give it a listen.
We're coming for your love, okay? And take on me.
Sometimes I have dreams. I picture myself flying above the clouds, high in the sky, conquering the world with my magic piano.
That was Supergirl by Crystal Harris, featured in the movie Princess Diaries. So the next song we have is A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton. And this is another one where I'm like, I'm not sure it's a one-hit wonder. I happen to know a lot of her music because I like her, but I feel like most people only know the song and they probably don't know her name. Would you have known her name?
No. Oh. I mean, I've heard Vanessa Carlton, but I wouldn't have associated with this song.
Right. It's a good song.
Right. Let's give it a listen.
Faces passing, I'm homebound.
I clicked end episode by accident. Oh, I meant to. I was like, "That was 1,000 Miles" by Vanessa Carlton. Thanks for tuning in. Unfortunately. Yeah.